Well, thank you all this morning. I come with a little bit of trepidation because I last spoke 17 months ago and promptly went into my own personal lockdown that very afternoon when I fractured my heel. I slipped on a running machine and I literally lost my footing because I got distracted by the unusual sights on the television screen in front of me. It was showing a program called The Masked Singer. Now, celebrities were dressed as these weird and wonderful creatures, a bumblebee, a giant bumblebee, as that, a fox, an octopus, and you could only hear their voices. Only I couldn't because I was in a gym and all we had was the subtitles. And so my eyes went that way, thinking, what on earth's going on? And I literally fell on the running machine and fractured my heel. And it's ironic, isn't it, that this has become a new norm for us, being masked and muted. And for me, certainly at the beginning of lockdown, immobile. Well, I spoke last February on Treasures of the Darkness, and little did we know then that we would all be plunged into the unknown, the uncertain, and the unprecedented season that we've all been through. So this talk today is about the lessons that I have learned from lockdown, and I'm calling it, Do You Hear What I Hear? And I'm going to start with the lyrics of the song that I've chosen to play at the end called Awake My Soul. And it says, There is a sound I love to hear. It's the sound of the Saviour's robe as he walks into the room. Where people pray, where we hear praises, he hears faith. And it goes on to say, There is a sound that changes things, the sound of his people on their knees. Oh, wake up, you slumbering. It's time to worship him. And for me, this time of lockdown has been about listening, really listening. Now, hearing refers to the sounds that we hear, whereas listening requires more than that. It requires focus. Listening means paying attention, not only to the story, but how it is told, the use of language and voice. And we often hear what we want to hear. But this is something deeper. It's about tuning into heaven's agenda, heaven's frequency. And again, it's ironic that during lockdown, I actually lost my hearing, so much so I now wear hearing aids. So my high frequency is gone, but I'm choosing to tap into the high frequency of heaven. And that for me is what lockdown's been about, is tuning in to God and listening to what he has to say. And that's about shutting out the noise. And he talks about the fact that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And so often we are listening to our own fears and our own trepidations, aren't we? But his thoughts are always towards us. They're always loving. And it's about the sounds we hear and also about the sounds that we offer back in response, because he loves to hear our voice too. And I think we've been given two ears and a mouth for that reason, to hear him and to speak out what he's telling us. So my first point is communication. We are designed to communicate. In the Garden of Eden, we see Adam and Eve talking and walking with the Lord until they ate that forbidden fruit, of course, and we see them hiding. But it's thanks to Jesus dying on the cross that we can now have that same intimate chat with God, just as Adam and Eve had. So during lockdown, I literally did that. I just talked and walked with Jesus. At the beginning, I couldn't walk, of course, but I got on my bike. But it's about that communication, listening to what he had to say through the Holy Spirit. And he says that we are his sheep and his sheep hear his voice. So if he says that we can hear him, then we can and we do. Now, I used to work in radio for many, many years, and I often listened to UCB, the Christian radio station. And I noticed that when we drive down the hill into town, we lose the signal. And it's because the buildings are all surrounding it, you cannot hear the transmitter, I guess. You can't have that signal properly. But when you're on a high hill, you can hear really clearly. And isn't that true of life? That when we go through the valleys, it's really hard to hear God's voice then, because we're listening to our own fears and our faith perhaps goes down. but it's when we get onto the top of the hill again that we can hear again. But he says that we hear his voice. So it's there. It's just about making that effort to tune in. Well, I'm God's reporter, and we all are. I've spent all my working life as a communicator in journalism, and I still am, 34 years going on now. So I listen to people's stories, and my tools of communication, be it writing, broadcasting, illustration, are speaking, having my pen, they're my tools. But incidentally, I lost most of my work during lockdown, as well as my running ability. But I said to God that I didn't want to slip into self-pity, and I asked him to show me how I could encourage others. So as well as getting on my bike and cycling to folks' houses just to wave at them to cheer them up, I illustrated every day during all three of the lockdowns, and I sent them out on social media. And I worked out that I've done over 300 illustration and written words of encouragement during that time. And I've just finished a 147-day series from Lent until, obviously, so-called Freedom Day, on facing the future, which meant about looking for faces in everyday objects and then reflecting what I felt God say. So some of these illustrations I've used for my PowerPoint, not to talk about my work, but to talk about what God's done in me and through me and for me. So these are some of my illustrations. And as you can see, a lot of them are playing on words because I'm the queen of puns. I love my puns. And I do believe God is a playful God. And it's my form of communication, using fun and playfulness to do so. So I basically share what I myself have received. And the way we communicate is a reflection of who we are. It's expressed in different ways. I do so through playfulness, humor, and fun. And these are my God colors, but yours may be different. Another project in lockdown was this kingfisher. I was commissioned along with 21 other artists to design and paint a kingfisher for the Kingfisher Trail along the rivers Thames and Severn. Mine was actually picked as the flying kingfisher, and it actually flies to a new destination every 2 weeks. I think it's flying back to the Cotswold Distillery tomorrow morning, and it will be there for 2 weeks. And I think on the 9th of August, it's actually going to Jack's Cafe in Blackjack Street in Cirencester. It's a play on words, wait a minnow, as the kingfisher eats its weight in minnow every day and has to wait a minute or two to catch them. It even has a pun on the back, which I couldn't resist putting in, saying, "In cod we trust." And its head is full of grumpy fish needing saving. Well, we are all fishers of men, of course, and we operate under our kingfisher. And of course, the net we catch our fish with is the gospel, not to trap the fish, but to give them freedom. Well, my second lesson of lockdown was connection. Now, connection is really important for communicators because we need an audience to communicate to. And communicators act as a bridge between the source of information and the audience it's intended for. Or most of my time, I have no idea who reads what I write or listens to my words and pictures, or, you know, and that's not up for me. My job is to actually make sure the connection is made so that they can receive them. My prime role is connecting to the source, which for me is the Lord. And we connect to the Lord when we maintain a worshipful attitude. And it's not always easy, but we are encouraged to keep our thoughts fixed on the right things and having a thankful attitude. We are called to stay connected with one another, which has had its difficulties during lockdown. And we aren't designed to be on our own. We need to share with each other, build one another up and spur one another on. And it's all about connecting to God and to people. And I was reminded this morning, just I often go to a coffee shop every morning just to have coffee with God. That's what I do. And I just reminded of Lauren Cunningham's a famous quote, really. He set up Youth with a Mission, and he said that his prime purpose and our prime purpose is to know God and to make him known. And for me, that's what it's all about. But to know God is to listen to his voice. We need to be as clear as we can be in our channels. We need to get rid of the noise that distracts. And the more that we hear what God's got to say, and to be honest, it's all about receiving his love, because he's a God of love and he just wants to love us. And that's what I've learned, is to receive more and more of that love. And the more love we receive, it just generally just wants to come out, because that's what he is. He's such a generous God. And I want to be generous with what I've been given. That's why I wanted to share the illustrations. I lost my work, but I wanted to give it out. I wanted to still work for him. And as a result, I'm actually publishing two books from lockdown. It's almost like a permanent record of what he's done for me, and to encourage people as they go on. So we aren't designed to be on our own. And it was my way of connecting to people as well. And because it was just, as I was giving out, I was getting messages back, and that's, it's a two-way thing, isn't it? And it reminded me too that I wasn't alone. Our worlds certainly shrunk, didn't it? We hardly saw anyone, and our travel became a choice of rooms, not towns or cities or countries. My final point of lockdown is commitment. So we've got communication, connection, and commitment, because it's a daily decision, choosing to spend time, pressing in. And sometimes I just woke up and I felt this heaviness in my spirit. But as I chose to walk out and talk with him, my spirit got lifted. I listened to worship. I did all I could to stay connected. And in doing so, I just realized how much of a commitment he's made to us, because it's not about committing ourselves to him. It's because he first committed himself to us. He is a faithful God. You know, over the years, I've kept a prayer journal. It's 32 years worth of prayer journals I've got. And I've got 6 or 7 just in lockdown alone. And it's all about his faithfulness and the words that he's given me. You know, we have to realize that God is committed to us. In Deuteronomy 7, verse 9, it says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments." Every promise that he says, he will fulfill. And whatever he said he's going to do in your life, he's going to do it. You know, he has called us. He is faithful to do it. I lost all my work, but you know what? He's taking me on an exciting journey. It's scary. I'm now doing a full-time PhD, and I realize what it's all about is about communicating his love through playfulness. I'm committed to him, and he is committed to me. So how do we tell others about the hope that we have? How do we connect with those around us who need to know that they aren't forgotten? And how do we show our commitment to this God of ours? We do so with the way we live our lives. What have we got in our hand? I've got paintbrushes and pens, a microphone often, and an iPad. But what have you got in your hand? Because how I express my love for God is going to be very different to the way that you express your love for God. You know, we are all communicators. And this is the way that I express my communication and my love for him. You know, it's about, a worship is an outward expression of an inward reality. So as our inward reality becomes more and more, how do you express that to others? Do you sing? Do you garden? Do you create in other ways? You know, you might be a scientific person, but we all encounter people on an everyday level. So how do you express that to the people that you're around? And that will be look different and express itself differently, no matter who you are. So what do you have in your hand? And what do you love doing? I love coffee, running, chatting, colour, and chuckling at the funny things of life. And it's in my daily coffee dates with the Lord, running in his creation, chatting with him, and then phrasing what I receive to those around me in ways that they can relate to. That's the way that is true to me, because it's fun, colourful, and often pictorial. I want to be naturally supernatural, not so spiritual that I'm no earthly use, but having a real relationship with my loving Saviour, listening to what he has to say and sharing it with those around me. So as I come out of lockdown longing, as I come out of lockdown, I'm longing to keep communicating, stay connected, and be committed to him so I can give to others in the best way that I can. And I just want to end just by just praying. And I was reminded again of a prayer that we used to have at school, at Stroud High School, many years ago. I don't know whether they still have it, but it was the prayer of St. Richard of Chichester. And it says, O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly, day by day. Amen. Bless you.